spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that today is the next installment on the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Want to, before I forget, give a shout-out to two guys. Chris Chan, part of the Blueprint Army down under in Australia, and Tony Johnston, who was nice enough to send me a Beast Skills T-shirt for answering one of his questions last week.
Cool.
Yeah. So, wanted to acknowledge those two guys and just say, you know, keep working hard. They've both taken some the material within the blueprint and just run with it, and they're doing terrific. So it's great to hear.
How about you? What are you training right on now? Are you still doing convict conditioning?
Still doing convict conditioning, still moving up the ladder. I've mastered three of the six steps, and, you know, the other three are coming along. It's just a matter of, man, I tell you, getting to the true one-arm chin-up with the other arm behind your back is tough, especially when you're used to eating big and just
being big.
For your frame, being big. It's a matter of, you know, strength to body weight ratio.
Now, what is the you said how many skills are there to learn in convict conditioning?
There are six.
Six.
What are known as the big six movements.
The big six. And this, and I happen to know what the sixth one is.
Right.
It's how to shiv the guard.
Shiv the guard.
You don't know what that means, do you?
Which book are you reading, brother?
No, man. Come on. Convict conditioning. You know what a shiv is? It's a homemade knife.
Oh, a shank.
How to shiv the guard. A shank. Okay.
It's a shiv in Louisville. It's a shank.
No, no. In the old days, it was called a shiv. Now it's called a shank. There you go. So I'm older than you. I just proved
not
it. I just proved it. Anyway, okay. So we've got lots of great questions today. By the way, I'd like to pat myself on the back for a moment. As you know, I'm overcoming some serious issues right now, and I am overcoming them, by the way. Contrary to what the medical orthodoxy would say about my condition, I am actually reversing this condition. This is a condition that actually has some hereditary influences, because both my mother and father suffered from this. But that doesn't mean that it's genetically my destiny. It just means that genetically, I'm predisposed to this when I do certain things that are not conducive to my health. And I understand what those are now, and I'm reversing them. So with that being said, I have not deadlifted at all since, I'll tell you when the last time. Last time I deadlifted was on a dare, and it was when a listener of the show who lives here in Louisville, Kentucky, named Jeffrey Sue, was preparing to do his competition. That's quite a few months ago, I think. But I went in yesterday to train. I'm doing a whole body. Every day I'm training whole body. Some days light, more like active recovery. Some days very heavy. And so yesterday I went in and I deadlifted. And I just did singles. That's all I did. You know, because I watch Coach Wade, right? Coach Wade isn't in there repping out with 505. You know what I mean? He's not. He's pulling and he's staying. He's staying behind fatigue, right? So
right.
I thought, I'm just going to go in. What the hell? I thought, I'm going to challenge my body a little bit. And I was scared. I got to be honest with you. And I went in and I thought, I'm going to open with 135 for five reps. And then I'm just going to do 225 for a couple reps. And then I'm going to do 315 for one, 405 for one. And if I feel good, I'll go up from there. And it all went along as planned. And I ended up putting 455 on the bar for the last set. And I pulled a single, and it came up effortlessly. And I thought, you know what? I still have that 475, 490 in me. And I'm not going to deadlift again next week. I'm probably going to wait till the following week again, and then maybe I'll go in and deadlift again and see if I can get 490 on the bar. And if I can, and it's my first movement, so it's not like as though I have to leave everything on the platform. It's just my first movement. I have a whole entire grueling workout to do after that. So I'm just going to focus on some singles for a little while.
Awesome.
And I feel good. I got to tell you, I really do. I feel doing that gave me a sense of courage, like, okay, I'm not dead yet. You know, this is good. So, all right. Anyway, back to the questions at hand. We'll get right with it. We have two questions from female listeners, which is really inspiring to me because just this morning there was a post on the Superhuman Radio Network wall, and it was a post from Linda Shafrick. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Linda listens to the show. And she said, thanks to my elderly clients who are crippled up in pain and on many meds for showing me that that's not what I want for my future. Thanks to my friend for introducing me to Supreme Radio in November. Thanks to Paleo, can't remember who to credit for that one. Hello, muscles. Haven't seen you in 20 years. Hello, I can do a chin-up. Take
that's
that.
Wonderful.
Take that, eighth grade gym teacher. I love that one. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Carl, for always being there on my iPod via iTunes to keep me interested in doing the right thing. Here's a woman who is embracing strength.
Empowering herself.
Yes. You know what? And I know I've said it before, but for the newcomers, I'll say it again. Strength is more important to women than it is to men. It comes naturally to us. It doesn't come naturally to you. And guess what? Women outlive men all the time. And the only reason a woman is put in an institution is she loses the ability to be independent and ambulatory. Once you fall a few times, the kids go, hey, mom, time for you to go into a nursing home. So don't fall. Flip the middle finger at the kids and don't fall. Stay strong. That's all. Okay. So now here's our first female listener who's been a longtime listener of the show, by the way, Michelle Hibert. Hi, Rob. I'm 40 years old, female, in pretty decent shape. I have a physically active job. I'm a letter carrier. I exercise 5 to 6 days per week. Currently doing P90X, and I have been doing Muay Thai for 2 years. I don't want to fight with her. I have noticed my shoulders and hips popping when I do certain movements, arm circles, for instance. And I have limited shoulder mobility. My hip flexors and hamstrings are also pretty tight. I have had no injuries of either my shoulders or my hips. Is this something I should be concerned about? And what would you recommend for loosening up the joints? I also take GLC 2000 and have for a couple years. Thank you in advance for your help.
Okay. There's a lot going on here, including a physically demanding job, P90X, which is a higher volume and frequency-oriented program, and Muay Thai. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Muay Thai,
Muay Thai on top of that. So I suspect overtraining is the real culprit here, as this kind of schedule would tax anybody's recovery ability. So having said that, here's the fix. I'd first suggest reducing P90X workout frequency to just 3 days per week, because doing so will immediately give your body 50% more time than it has today to begin work, the work of repair and regeneration. As it stands right now, the stimulate, recover, grow equation does not afford Michelle the opportunity, I suspect, to fully recover from that exercise. So giving her body the time it needs to do so is step one. Now, along those lines, I would suggest rotating one pure strength training workout with a P90X session. It's likely you'll benefit greatly from this, as P90X is heavily slanted towards conditioning, more so than strength. So strength is what's missing in your programming today, and it'll fill both a physical and a mental void. So for this, I'd recommend easing into an abbreviated version of Charles Staley's Escalating Density Training. I think it's edtsecrets.com that you can go to learn more. It's a fantastic program. It's very, it teaches training economy, meaning you'll be in and out of the gym and you'll accomplish something every time, that being the most important point. Now, with respect to your joints popping, that isn't necessarily indicative that something's wrong, per se.
Right.
Limited mobility in the shoulder and tight hip flexors is of concern, though. So here's a suggestion for both. Shoulder mobility. The exercise that I prefer here is, I'm not sure of the correct name. I call it rainbows, because you're making a rainbow motion as follows. It's a simple movement that can be performed, let's say, with a broomstick or like equivalent. Using an overhand grip with the hands just outside, let's say, shoulder width, slowly move the broomstick in an arc from the top of your thighs over your head and as far back to the glutes as you can reach.
So you're holding holding with both hands, in other words. The broomstick is going horizontally in front of you then, right?
Right. Okay. I've described this movement before with bands, but starting with a broomstick is actually a better place because it's a little more conservative. There's no resistance. So it may take some time to build up to that range of motion, full range of motion, but it will quickly illustrate the range of motion limits and, more importantly, allows you to gradually work on increasing it. It's also going to help you pinpoint the most problematic point in your range of motion, which is going to be a useful diagnostic for you if and when you decide to consult a medical professional or otherwise pursue treatment. Now, I'm also a big fan of something called the shoulder horn, and you can learn more about it by going to shoulderhorn.com. This simple piece of equipment should be standard issue in every gym, in my opinion. My old gym had one, and it was terrific. It's difficult to describe, but it's worn over the neck and automatically locks your shoulders, elbows, and arms into a safe, much safer and more effective position for the desired abducted external rotation.
Can I take a stab at what it looks like?
Yeah.
If you remember the old pictures of oxen, when they would have that yoke over their neck, it would go around over their neck and then swoop down. Or if you think of the thing that the milkmaids would sling over their shoulders around their neck to carry a milk bucket on each side, it looks like that, but then it curls up. So it actually holds your arm right about where the elbow is, so you can rotate your arms back and forth, and it supports you.
Yeah, and that's a very apt description, so I appreciate the help with that. The upside of the movement is this. Everyday activities like throwing, benching, punching, those work your internal rotators to a much greater degree than the external rotators. The shoulder horn, on the other hand, will correct that imbalance by strengthening your external rotators, increasing the stability of the shoulder. It's well worth looking into given the preponderance of shoulder injuries in our sport. So on to hip flexor and hamstring flexibility. I like the Swiss ball here. It's a nice solution and allows for gradual stretching, increasing your flexibility without any external loading. So for the hips, consider sitting up straight and slightly forward on the highest point of the ball. Walk your legs forward a little bit until you're lying face up and your lower back is resting on the ball. Now, lie backward over the ball until you feel a gentle stretch in the top of your thighs and the front of your hips. You hold that for about 40 to 60 seconds, then return to the starting position. 2 to 3 such holds will really loosen up the hip flexors. For the hamstrings, it's even simpler. Consider standing on one foot. Place the heel of your opposite foot on the ball. You might have to hold on to an upright for balance if needed. But keeping your working leg straight, slowly roll the ball forward as far as you can until you feel a gentle stretch in your hamstring. I repeat that for about 5 reps for each leg, holding each stretch for a count of 5. I think, Michelle, if you put those into practice, you're going to find you're going to have a much greater range of motion. You're going to have much greater flexibility, and I'd love to hear from you if it works. If it doesn't, email Carl about it.
You stinker, you. All right. No, email us both, because we want to know if it works, and if it doesn't work, maybe we can come up with something else, because there'll be a new set of conclusions to address, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will be talking more with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You can learn more about Rob Regish's products. He has two. The Blueprint, which is the best training guide out there for men and women. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Blueprint banner ad. Or Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about that. We'll be right back. The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before. For it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I got an email yesterday from the folks at Age Force. Very exciting, too. For those of you who like energy products, but don't want all the carbs and the sugars, and Age Force is launching a 10-hour energy patch. It's in some limited trials right now, but the initial feedback is pretty exciting. So for those of you who just love those five-hour energies and you go through a couple a day, you can get twice the energy for half the price.
So, wow.
Yeah, I know. They just keep pumping out patches over there. I can see people being completely covered pretty soon. Anyway.
That's a good one, man.
So anyway, let's go to the next question, which comes from Craig Richardson. Craig says, hey, Rob, I have a question for the BP Power Hour. Forearms have always been my weakest area, and I'm doing wrist curls. So, in your opinion, which exercises would you recommend? And how can I employ static contraction techniques or any other goodies to let my forearms grow? Cheers. I have to say, your show and the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy are the two shows I listen to the most, and I appreciate greatly the information and tips from your show. You're a top bloke, Rob. Thanks. I guess he's in the UK or in Australia. Do you take it that?
Probably a member of the Blueprint Army down under.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for the props, Craig. Craig's right about wrist curls, in my opinion. At least in my experience, they never did much for me. Instead, here's your forearm fix, and it's twofold. The first exercise that I like to use is, or apparatus rather, is the Captains of Crush grippers.
Yeah.
And you can get these and read more about them at captainsofcrushgrippers.com. A word of note, though, please go slow with these, as your tendons and ligaments will let you know if you don't. Made that mistake, and they take a long time to heal. But about the grippers, these are the gold standard in grip training, and along with it comes plenty of forearm growth. Now, working the full range for reps works and works well, but I like to use them for static holds. So if you're up for it, I'd recommend ordering the number one gripper, because there are four or five, I think it is, and they just keep getting tougher as you go down the line. The fact is, most people who train with weights will not be able to close the number one gripper. It's rated at 140 pounds of pressure. But you want to perform this exercise first, then, in the following fashion. You want to use both hands to fully close the gripper until the handles click. Then hold it shut for as long as possible with one hand until your strength gives out, slowly fighting the handles as they return to the open position. Two such static holds are all that are necessary. And if you can work up to two-minute holds, that's going to pack meat onto anyone's forearms, and it will give you a handshake from hell. The other exercise is likewise unorthodox. It's something known by a couple of different names, but tears from a towel is an appropriate one. Here's how it's done.
What is it called?
Tears from a towel.
Okay, tears from a towel. Okay.
You're going to get yourself two buckets, like the buckets you'd use to wash your car, let's say. Fill one up with water about the halfway point. Throw a towel in there, into that bucket, and let it soak for a few minutes. Now, take that towel out, hold it over the second bucket, and twisting it in both directions, wring it out. Drop the towel again into the first bucket, soak up more water, and repeat that wringing out process until the first bucket is empty. This exercise delivers a very unique and novel form of forearm work and contraction. Rotational work, not seen in the wrist curl. And the tears portion, you'll understand why after you've done it a few times. It's excruciating, but it works the hell out of your forearms. And it's just a real nice complement to the absolute strength work done with the Captains of Crush grippers.
Okay, two notes. Wade Johnson's son, Wes, when he was 17 years old, completely closed and, like, clicked Captain of Crush number 3 grips at the I think it was at the Arnold 1 year.
Yeah, that's insane.
17 years old, just grabbed it, he picked it up, and he closed it, and the guy looked at him and said, nobody does that. So,
right.
I mean, that was pretty impressive, right? Second thing, here's what I had to deadlift with straps and do back work with straps probably for the better part of 8 years until I started focusing on what I do for my forearms, which both blows them up and makes them stronger. The first thing I do is I go over to the heaviest dumbbells on the rack, which are usually like 140s or 150s. You grab them and you stand there with them, holding them like you're doing farmer's walks, but you're not walking. You hold them until they fall on their own, and you're going to get a lot of stares. Just make sure you don't drop them on the sides of your feet. Then you immediately go over and grab a set of 40-pound dumbbells and do hammer curls with them until you can't do them, alternating left, right, left, right, left, right. Do the same thing again once you've recovered, but now Do regular alternating dumbbell curls. Okay, so palms up. Do these and do these two movements three or four times. First of all, you won't be able to hold your fork later on that evening when you're at home eating, but your forearms will blow up really, really fast. In fact, you'll feel that they're so pumped when you leave the gym that you won't be able to even make a fist. I promise you, if you do this the way I'm saying, you hold those two heavy dumbbells static until your grip cannot hold them any longer, and then go grab two 40-pound dumbbells or whatever's appropriate for you and do alternating hammer curls until you can't do them anymore.
Yeah, that's another, you know, it's another valid strategy. And forearms for me always grew very easily, but, you know, you got to understand and respect the fact that different people have different, you know.
Yeah, but what you just pointed out is accurate. Forearms are like calves. Statics work better. They're, you know, your forearms, you don't realize you're tapping keys on your computer all day, you're picking your nose, you're moving your hands. Your forearms are used to high repetition work already. You have to give them something they're not used to. They're not used to static holds.
Yeah, and it's trust me, you know, after just 3 weeks of doing that, you will see visible results on the tape measure.
Yeah, good news. Okay. All right, let's see here. We're going to go a little long on this segment. The next question comes from Al Velez. Al says, I'm doing the Warrior diet, but workout first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. How should I use Synthogen? After my workout, I always drink a protein shake made with fruits and veggies, about 300 calories. Also, what about dosing on off days when I don't work out? Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great question, Al. The best strategy here, in my opinion, is to dose 7 caps of Synthogen immediately pre-workout, 7 right after you're done working out, and then, you know, eat up. You should notice a profound decrease in inflammation and vastly accelerated recovery. Thereafter, I want you to dial it back to 6 and 6 and then 5 and 5 until such time as you establish your lowest effective dose. Now, the protein shakes and liquid feeds are acceptable post-workouts. Some prefer whole food at the 1 hour mark. You know, it's personal preference. But you'll want to be taking in more than 300 calories during that time, though. Given what we know about nutrient uptake during that post-workout window of opportunity. So I generally recommend no less than 25% of one's daily calories be consumed during that time. So if we look at a typical 3,000 calorie a day diet, that would see you consuming no less than 750 calories, preferably using a 2-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. On off days, I'd consider dosing Synthogen at 2 to 3 caps 3 times a day prior to meals. And please do consider this. Tart cherry juice to, you know, wash those Synthogen caps down with. Because the feedback I'm getting on this combo is outstanding.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. There was a great example came across on email 2 days ago. It came from Randy Mordhorst in Farmington, New Mexico, 63 years young. He's saying, wanted to let you know that a couple of Synthogen taken with 2 ounces of tart cherry extract, spread out in 3 doses, morning, noon, and night, has almost completely knocked out all of my joint and body pain. No need for Advil anymore. Major benefits noticed within 3 days. Mixing tart cherry extract and Synthogen is a radical pain fix for me, and I urge you to look deeper into the subject since the relief is so extreme. There's one problem with this, and it's as follows. Tart cherry extract, or even the juice, isn't easy to find, nor is it cheap. However, I've once again done some low-cost shopping for you. Actually, I have to give credit to Randy for this. If you go to SwansonVitamins.com, there's a steal of a deal waiting for you there. They sell 100% pure tart cherry concentrate, 16 fluid ounces, for just $9.99. You're not going to find that in any grocery store.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what he's been using. And, you know, at 63, that's a godsend for him, and I'm just grateful to hear that kind of feedback. He also has a friend using Synthogen and this tart cherry extract who's 74 and tearing it up. Wow. These guys are not going quietly in the old age, and I love it.
You know what's really interesting? There's a doctor that I'm trying to get on the show, but I don't think she's going to come on the show because the research was done at a children's hospital. But there is a study that a listener sent to me, and I reached out to this particular doctor and had a conversation with her. But that validates the notion about fasted training followed by a huge meal.
Right.
And I'll take it a step further and say that whole milk protein. I've recently switched away from exclusively whey, and I'm using milk isolate protein right now from trueprotein.com. Which is specific ratios of casein to whey. But the research shows that children who undergo a fast of 12 to 16 hours and then receive what is known as a bolus meal, the protein synthetic response is almost fourfold higher than a child who is eating in a pulsed fashion. Now, this contradicts completely the notion that pulsed feeding is a better choice when you want to put on muscle.
Right.
So, and for those of us out there like me, I train fasted every morning. And then I have a huge 800 calorie drinkable meal. And then a half hour later, I generally have, a half a dozen eggs or something like that.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see how the body just soaks that up like a sponge, as opposed to if you had that same meal at any other point during the day, take pictures. You'll see it. Yeah. Everybody's got camera phones now. You know, it doesn't take a lot. You know, snap those pictures. You'll see it in the mirror. It's a profound difference.
Thanks for that question, Al Velez. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Donnie King. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Quiet as good as I should have.
Hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery
recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost. I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish on Superhuman Radio. The only place that you get Rob Regish is here on Superhuman Radio. Don't be fooled by imposters.
Are there imposters?
I don't know. I just felt like saying
that's
that.
That's a scary thought.
I know. Hey, Rob, were you a fan of Monty Python's Flying Circus? Or were you still kind of young for that one?
I must have been too young. I've heard of it. I'm just not familiar with
okay.
it.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, okay, so getting back to the subject at hand, which is listener question. Donnie King says, what's a good way to regain some lost strength after a 2 to 3 month layoff? Get back in the gym. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a great question, though, because, you know, all too often life takes us away from the gym and we get distracted and so forth. So my preferred strategy here is to leverage the muscle memory that exists in trainees like Donnie who have been training seriously for many years. And I asked him that question, you know, as part of giving the best possible answer, because the answer is going to be different for somebody that just started training and has picked up, you know, dropped off, picked up. But Donnie, on the other hand, has that muscle memory, and it needs to be leveraged. I've used this protocol in the past because it maximizes training economy, efficiency, and it sharpens the central nervous system, which quickly, very quickly, gets you back to where you were. And in some cases, you're going to be even stronger. The protocol involves just 3 compound movements trained over 3 weeks, which will reacquaint both your body and brain with the iron. So consider then the following big 3 lifts, we'll call them. The first is what I'll call a standing close grip shoulder press into the power rack supports. So some color on this movement. You're going to set the J-hooks up on the outside of the power cage. Load the bar, and from the front, not behind your neck, but from the front, push up and into the power rack supports. 3 sets of 6 to 8 reps, resting 5 minutes between sets is about right. Do your absolute best to strip the paint off those power racks.
So I was going to say, so in other words, the bar is scraping along the power rack.
Yes. Yeah. Your gym owner is going to love you for it. But, you know, there's a method behind the madness there. And believe me, you'll appreciate it when you get back into, you know, the standing overhead barbell stuff. The real issue being when you're doing a press from behind your neck, the stresses on the rotator cuff and the shoulder joint are much more severe than when you do a front press. And the rack will automatically help, you know, stabilize and guide the barbell where you can focus on pushing and just generating a lot of force and
strength.
That's
interesting. That's really interesting.
So from there, you want to proceed to Romanian deadlifts, 3 sets in the 8 to 10 rep range. You want to rest about 5 minutes between sets.
Now, but you know what? I know that there's certain things I'm dyslexic about, and I guess one of the things I'm dyslexic about is the Romanian deadlift. The Romanian deadlift is the traditional conventional deadlift, right?
No. It's actually, I'll call it an abbreviated version of the deadlift, where the bar will only go down to a point where it's slightly past the knees. And then brought up, you know, brought back up. The key is, and the glutes, hips, and lower back is arched a little harder. It's really my preferred movement for the posterior chain. If there are no issues with the spine or the back, or any vertical loading, it works everything, on the back side of the body. And it does so with a much greater risk versus reward, proposition, meaning the full range deadlift
from the floor
coming
up.
Off the from the floor up is just the tendency to round the back there is much greater.
Yeah, because a lot of guys, and we just saw this in last week's roundtable discussion where we actually looked at a listener's video. And he complained about back fatigue, and what he was doing was he wasn't sitting down far enough. He was basically doing a quasi-stiff leg deadlift with 405.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Romanian deadlift is just it's a nice solution for that because it somewhat forces you to keep your back arched, you know, keep your glutes and your hips back, and you will know when you're doing it correctly when you feel a pretty profound stretch in the hamstrings. Works the entire backside of the body, great movement. You're going to finish with Bulgarian split squats because you need to balance a hip-dominant lift, that being the Romanian deadlift, with a quad-dominant lift. The Bulgarian split squat will deliver there. You're going to hold heavy dumbbells at your side. Five sets of five reps for each leg, resting 5 minutes between each set, is a terrific finisher. So I'd recommend a one-on, two-off training frequency on this type of programming for the first 10 days. Thereafter, move to a one-on, three-off schedule for the remainder. This programming will have you then in the gym between 6 and 7 times over 21 days, yet it hits every major muscle group from the back of your neck down to your Achilles tendon, sharpens the central nervous system, and allows for plenty of recovery, such that the body and brain both have the time that's necessary to get reacquainted with the iron. You know, you've seen guys that have gone back in the gym and after a layoff and it's a train wreck. You know, they get in there, they work it hard, and for the next week, they're crippled.
Right.
You need to work hard, you need to work smart, and you need to afford your body the time necessary to get reacquainted with the iron. And in 3 weeks, you'll have everything back and more using those three simple lifts in that fashion.
Okay, now here's a curveball for you because this is a question I emailed to you when the show started, and I doubt that you've seen it yet. And
right.
It just came in while we were on the air from Aaron
First.
But I think that what you just described, the reason I'm injecting this is because what you just described may actually speak to this very brief but very, very important question.
Did you say injecting or interjecting?
I said I don't remember. I don't pay attention to what I say. There's no barrier between my brain and my lips. I don't have to listen to what I'm saying. So there you go.
All right.
So he says, if one has reached a look that they like, athletic type or men's physique type, and does not want to put on any more muscle mass, but also doesn't want to lose any muscle mass. So they want to maintain this. They've reached the pinnacle of their desired physique form. And they don't want to add any muscle. They don't want to lose any muscle. What type of workout routine would you suggest? It almost sounds like what you just said.
Yeah, it's a very central nervous system oriented routine because if you're happy with the degree of muscle tissue that you have, if you're happy with your body fat levels, then the way to realize progress and to continue progressing in the gym is strength gains. So you would wind up a year from today looking, you know, just like you do in terms of the amount of body fat and the amount of muscle that you're carrying, but you're going to be a much stronger pound-for-pound athlete. So I think it makes all the sense in the world to pursue a central nervous system-related routine for that purpose.
And obviously with the limited frequency that you're describing, which would keep you from kind of bulking up over time or adding more muscle over time, right?
Yeah, you know, the reason I really try to encourage guys to rotate and periodically revisit their workout frequency is because it's a moving target. If you're lifting more weight for more repetitions, and you should be, then the stresses de facto are growing on the body. If you don't give the body time to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger, then you will plateau. And if you keep hammering at it, you'll start to go backwards. So, you know.
What about going back to Aaron's question? Yeah. He's reached a physical form that he likes. He doesn't want to lose muscle. He doesn't want to gain muscle. He wants to maintain what he's at. What about just training with the same weight, same repetitions that he's using now and not and taking progressive overload out of the equation entirely? Just keep doing what you're doing, but never go up in weight, never go up in reps.
I wouldn't recommend that, and I'll tell you why. Sticking with any set rep schedule is the fastest way to plateau, in my opinion. You know,
But doesn't he want to plateau? He likes where he is.
No, well, he might like where he is body composition wise, but what I'm saying is, in order to continue to realize progress in the gym,
okay,
he wants to work on greater strength. So something like Jim Wendler's 5-3-1, I think would be great for him.
So I guess the missing component to his question is, he says, I like my body the way it looks. I don't want to lose muscle and I don't want to gain muscle. But he doesn't say whether or not he wants to continue to gain strength and maintain this form factor.
Yeah, well, I suppose you could still go to the gym and do the same old, and just be happy with achieving your physical ideal. I mean, God bless you, you're in a place I'm not and a lot of other people aren't. But to me, you know, when you go to the gym, you go in there for a purpose.
Some sort of progress.
And you better be able to quantify that progress walking out. Otherwise, I'm not happy.
Okay.
That's just me.
That's good. And it's a good answer to a good question. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Andreas Pena. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think when you have two N's next to each other, it's pronounced Pena and not Pena. But I could be wrong because I did not graduate high school. No, I'm not kidding. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. And guess what? I have a question for Rob today, and you'll hear it at the end of the show. So stay tuned. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the
Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hit it, hot it, hot it, got it. Close, 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 close. Supply it with a shot.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. On the Superhuman Radio Network fan page, Aaron Mackin says, I like the suggestion with the Swiss ball for hip flexors. I used to be a chronic marathon distance runner. I love the fact that she used the word chronic, implying that this is not a good thing.
It's a disease.
Yeah, right, exactly. I had the pathology of distance running and was in the worst shape for it. However, I started to do belly dancing, and it really helped open flexors and hips more than anything else I had tried. That is really interesting, because when you look at belly dancers, they're able to isolate the hip flexor muscles, the gluteus minimus, and to some degree, what are the two, I can't think of the names of them, the two muscles that run down the side of the body, not the abdominal, but the ones that people do those side crunches.
The obliques.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was a dummy. But you know, when you think about it, belly dancers isolate those muscles and have complete control over them. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. It really, really does. That's a great suggestion by Aaron Mackin for the ladies out there and for you guys who want to get in touch with your feminine side. So there you go.
God.
Try belly dancing. Okay.
I was afraid you were going to go down that road.
Andreas Pena. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Andreas. Okay. He says, hey, Rob. Not too long ago, I listened to an SHR episode where Brooks Kubik was talking about Arthur Jones' version of metabolic conditioning. It sparked an interest on the style of training, since I play sports and enjoy the multi-dynamic approach to training. What are your feelings about metabolic conditioning style training? And then he has a second question that says, to hold that one. Second question plays off the roundtable that you missed last week, where Carl and Wade made fun of you. No, we didn't do that. I've been trying to get my girlfriend to train with me more. Is there any good exercise that females can put up similar weight as males can? I think she feels a little put off when trying to do bigger movements, heavy weights. And I know from previous shows, it said that females can do similar lower body weight ranges. She likes doing deadlifts since she can brag that she can do 200 pounds, and most people are like, what's a deadlift? We are gamers. Most gamers don't work out. That's true. They work their thumbs. But we don't have any type of squatting rack. Is there another version of the squat that would be good for me to teach her? Or should we just build a wooden squat rack to get down from function? Mostly work out at home. Okay, so two questions. What weightlifting exercises can women do that they're stronger in, and what do you think of metabolic conditioning?
Okay, I'll take the metabolic conditioning first. It's an interesting topic. The short answer is, if your sport or personal goals require a mix of both strength and conditioning, the classic example being, let's say, an MMA fighter, it's a valid solution that is certainly worth looking into. And now the usual too long answer. For those unfamiliar, Jones's metabolic conditioning is best thought of as a form of very aggressive circuit training, using right, heavy weights and going to absolute muscular failure on every exercise. At the time, this approach was thought to be novel and unique, although if you're a student of physical culture, it falls into the category of what's old is new again. In the earlier part of this century, then, wrestling and weight training practically grew up together. the emphasis then wasn't just on being strong. It was about being strong and well-conditioned, which is to say you were expected to be capable of lifting heavy and keeping that work rate up for an extended period of time. However, the conditioning aspect of weight training soon fell off the radar screen, and the two were seen at one point as almost mutually exclusive by the time Arthur revisited the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Jones knew how to make a point, though, and one of his associates was Kim Wood, the then strength coach for the Cincinnati Bengals. Wood brought Jones's protocol and his Nautilus machines to the Cincinnati weight room and soon had the entire squad on it. Shortly thereafter, the Bengals adopted a strategy of going from play to play in rapid succession, in some cases not even huddling in between plays. They wound up gassing the other team's defense, and play by play, minute by minute, wore down the other teams. So if you're interested in trying this, here's how to best go about it. You want to arrange for a 7-exercise circuit with 2 minutes of rest to start between each exercise. Typical example would be squats followed by bench presses into stiff-legged deadlifts, then seated shoulder presses, pull-ups, bicep curl of some sort, and finishing off with a lying tricep extension, all in the, let's say, 8 to 12 rep range. You want to gradually reduce the rest periods until such time as there is no rest between each exercise. Thereafter, focus on lifting either more weight and or performing more repetitions while running through that exercise loop. It's worth noting, though, that Jones himself found a twice-a-week training frequency superior to 3 times a week, and further stated that no additional cardio is necessary when running this metabolic conditioning program.
I would disagree with that part, but go ahead.
It's also important to heed this advice, and please do. Start light, take time to gradually reduce those rest periods, and feel this method out instead of gunning it out of the
mm-hmm.
gate.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you decide to do that, you're either going to, one, throw up on yourself, two, throw up on someone else, or three, get injured. I've personally witnessed the trifecta, and trust me when I tell you, it ain't pretty.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
The only thing I would say, and that I think we've learned a lot more, the difference between resistance training with very little rest and slow state cardio. And Sabina Scala, who is a strength coach to many famous MMA fighters and athletes over in the UK, was the one who really kind of opened my eyes to this. And I have a fantastic book that is a symposium on the heart. And what we know is that fibrosis of the heart can occur when all you do is resistance training because of the hemodynamic load. Resistance training causes hemodynamic load to the heart, and the morphological effects of the heart are to increase fibrosis, to resist the heart blowing out like a bad tire, okay? But slow state cardio, 2.5 miles an hour, the kind of walking we would have done as cave people, okay, all day long when we didn't have cars and buses and stuff like that, that actually imposes a different type of morphological effect on the heart. And this is called eccentric hypertrophy, or volume hypertrophy, which causes the heart to get smaller and more efficient. The heart becomes like, if you think of a bellow that blows air, the bellow is able to fill further so it can handle more volume because it's not fighting against the hemodynamic pressure of the blood being forced into it because of Valsalva.
Yeah.
Both of these things are important. I think that Jones, based on what he knew at the time, was right, but what we know now is different.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out, Jones had somewhat of a vested interest because Nautilus machines, they were in every gym. Nobody who was anybody, was using Nautilus machines, in the 1970s, and he had them in almost every gym. You know, when the guy is smart enough to get a pro football team to use it and use it effectively, both the protocol and his machines, they made tons and tons of money.
Even the military was using it. He did a study at West Point that changed the way the military trained their soldiers.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for he made a fantastic contribution. But like anything, when you learn more, you have to be willing to abandon what you thought worked for what you know works.
Right.
You know, I have no vested interest in this other than living longer and being stronger. That's it.
You got it.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have I'm sorry. We have a question about the squat. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll answer Andreas Pena's second part to his question about the type of exercise that women can do where they can move just as much weight as men. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Come on, come on, hurry up. Get this song going. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, if you have not visited Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com today, what are you waiting for? Adele Moussa puts out the single best, he does, the truth, the single best blog out there today. I would put him up against Muscle and Fitness, Men's Health, all those magazines when it comes to science-based research. He's a genius. He's a genius. I know he hates, every time I say it, he blushes because he hates the fanfare, but he deserves it. And ironically, just recently, Rob, I have switched from exclusively whey protein because I don't want the insulinogenic response any longer to milk protein to supplement my raw milk with. So it's got the exact fractions of casein and whey that you'd find in milk. And don't you know his blog post today is about that?
Well, I mean, think about metrics back in the early 90s, you know, when that was introduced and Dr. Connolly was steering that ship. If I'm not mistaken, he's still a fan of the same concept today. You know, milk, caseinate-based proteins first, whey fraction second.
But calcium caseinate should not be confused with casein.
Yeah, you know, Adele made a terrific, terrific distinction between the two.
Did he really? And I'm glad he did because this has been a frustration of mine for a long time. Companies will put calcium caseinate in their protein drinks and say that it is a slow digesting protein. It is actually akin to monosodium glutamate, and it's nothing more than non-dairy creamer.
Yeah, a perfect example right there. You're not going to see that anywhere but at Supversity. He did a landmark piece on that, and you know, like you said, man, the guy is a genius, and he's a creative thinker.
Yeah,
a critical thinker.
Critical thinker, which we promote here on the show. Be a critical thinker. When what you know to be true conflicts with modern science, abandon modern science and go with what you know to be true. So there you go.
You got it, brother.
All right, let's go ahead. Andrea's second question about what workouts, what movements can his, is it his wife or his girlfriend, did he say? I'm sorry.
His girlfriend. He's asking about good exercises females can put up similar weight in as a male. And also inquired about other versions of the squat that would be good to teach her. So a little bit about that. On the females and males putting up similar weight, unless your name is Aaron Mackin, most women, most, can't match men in upper body strength. Women do, however, have the potential to match and even outlift males on lower body lifts, and you need look no further than Becca Swanson for proof of that. She squatted over 800 pounds in competition.
Wow.
So there's some motivation for you guys. Now, having said that, Andreas trains in a home gym, and this is a wonderful opportunity and a great thing because unlike commercial establishments who won't let you bring your, you know, the following pieces of equipment in, you are free and clear to implement the following squat alternatives. Top of my list would be the Iron Mind Super Squats Hip Belt. And while you're there, pick up the 15-inch Olympic loading pin. That and a pair of cinder blocks to stand on gets you to the grocery store. You can find them both at ironmind.com. I can't say enough about it. It has so many applications. You know, time doesn't allow me to go into it, but you really need to look at this, especially to give your lower back and spine a break from all the vertical loading, because if it hasn't caught up with you yet and you're squatting and deadlifting heavy, it will someday, so please consider it. Secondly, I think box squats are a fantastic way to learn how to squat, teach proper depth, build a lot of strength out of the hole. But I'd be hesitant to recommend any barbell lift without a sturdy power rack. I have no qualms with building your own wooden one, you know, provided you I'm trusting that, you know, you know what sturdy means, because people's life, you know, lives could depend upon it. Always be there for her, though. Third, the Russian step up with either dumbbells or barbells are a terrific exercise. I've talked about that before a lot. You can do those. You know, you could do those today, provided you have an adjustable bench. Bulgarian split squats are likewise an excellent movement and form of the squat. It will allow her to work unilaterally, which is important in identifying discrepancies in strength between each leg. And finally, the trap bar deadlift, which is just another superb piece of equipment that should be in every gym in the country. If I had to pick one, it would have to be the IronMind hip belt, with the trap bar being a close second. The price point for both is nominal, especially for what they deliver and what they can be used for. So, you know, Andreas, put those into practice. Hopefully some of those are helpful. I'd be really, really, you know, pleased to hear back from you to know which one you picked and how it worked out.
Okay. The next question comes from Lance. Is it Kiesman? Kiesman? Do you know?
Kiesman.
Kiesman.
I'd
Kiesman.
Go with Kiesman.
Okay, he says, Rob, what do you think of transitioning from barbell dumbbell training in feast to a more body weight movement oriented routine for cruise? Should I continue to lift heavy at least a few days a week to maintain what I've gained during the feast? Are body weight movements more effective to achieve the purpose of the cruise phase, less effective, or the same as lifting heavy?
Okay, so for purposes of clarification, if the listeners aren't familiar, the blueprint contains three phases: famine, feast, and cruise. And the question here pertains to moving from barbell and dumbbell training in the feast phase, where the vast majority of gains are realized, into the cruise phase and possibly working in bodyweight movements or switching over altogether. To refresh, the purpose of the cruise phase within Blueprint Shell is to, one, cement the gains that were realized during feast, and two, establish a new state of homeostasis. For most, what this means is continuing with some level of dumbbell and barbell work, particularly in those movements where you've hit new PRs, and virtually everybody does. You don't want to give those back. Switching over entirely to bodyweight training would be problematic, as your central nervous system would lose touch with the barbell. However, the two are not, and I want to really emphasize this point. Bodyweight training and the iron are not mutually exclusive. In fact, there's a place for both in anyone's training. I would consider continuing with the big barbell lifts that you've established your new PRs on, using the recommended set rep scheme that is specified, called for in cruise. Once that requirement has been satisfied, body weight work is a fantastic adjunct, particularly if the shoulders, knees, or lower back need a break from the intense loading. And, you know, when you have set new PRs, and the magnitude of the PRs that people set within Blueprint at the conclusion of feast is, it's no small amount. The central nervous system, you know, the body, the soft tissues, everything has been brought to a brand new level, just way above and beyond where it was. It does need some form of a break, and in particular the joints, and I think that's where body weight training makes the most sense. You want to structure it, and it's best accomplished by jump setting muscle groups, both agonist and antagonist muscle groups, as seen in Charles Staley's escalating density training. So the practical example being, you know, going from a bench press to a chin-up or a one-arm dumbbell row, right? The muscles of the back and the muscles of the chest are the antagonist and the agonist. You want to flip-flop those. So that's how to properly mix, in my opinion, both weight training and body weight training within the context of the blueprint when transitioning from feast to cruise. Give that a shot, Lance. I'd love to hear how you make out.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break, And when we come back, we have a question from Chris May. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, which is actually today going to be the Blueprint Power Hour and a Half with Rob Regish. Go to superhumanradio.com. Learn more about the Blueprint. Click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. The next question comes from Chris May. He says, Rob, what are your thoughts on carb backloading? What the hell is carb backloading?
Well, Chris was nice enough to flip me a link so I could read more about it. They're selling a book based on such for, I think it was over $80. And while I admittedly have not read the book, I read enough to get a gist of what they're proposing, to have some pretty strong thoughts on it. And my thoughts are this. What they've done is they've taken a modicum of truth and stretched it way out there to appeal to people's lazy side. The modicum of truth being this. There does exist a window of time post-workout. Research suggests that it's about 2 hours where sugars and high glycemic index foods are less likely to be stored as fat and can, in fact, be helpful by stimulating insulin, which pushes amino acids, among other things, into muscle cells. But to extrapolate that into their message, which is this, you can eat pizza, ice cream, and all kinds of junk for longer stretches in unlimited amounts and still build muscle and burn fat, that, in my opinion...
How do you do that? We know that insulin... First of all, amino acids don't need insulin as their transporter in and out of cells. We know that for a fact, okay? But more importantly, how do you not put on fat when you're spiking insulin?
Yeah, especially for extended periods of time. But let's think about this. Let's assume that is possible, just for the sake of argument. On the outside, you'd be looking good. You know, if it all works as advertised, you'd have six pack abs and plenty of muscle, and you'd be eating donuts and cheesecake and pizza and yada yada.
And you'd be insulin resistant
after your workout. What they're proposing is this: you know, no carbohydrates in the morning, very few maybe in the afternoon, then train and then pig out for 6 to 12 hours on whatever you'd like. It's not a responsible recommendation. So on the outside, in theory, you'd be looking good. On the inside, though, you'd be paying a pretty steep price for all that sugar, trans fats, and other junk you'd be putting into your body. Instead, I'd consider using this time, post-workout, as an opportunity to feed your body nutrient-dense foods, things like yams, sweet potatoes, squash, and yes, some sugar, immediately post-workout. But here's the bottom line. These folks are taking a very short-minded view, in my opinion, of your health and your future. The book they're selling on this topic is north of $80. I'd much rather see you invest that money in yourself in the form of nutrient-dense foods instead of putting junk into your system.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that they're pandering to, you know, there are people out there who want permission to eat crap. So if they could find the book that shows, hey, you can eat crap and still look good, they would buy a book like that. Or do you think that they're trying to pander to that group of people who, you know,
yeah,
say, hey, you know, it's okay, you can eat crap and still look okay?
You know, listen, they're great salesmen. I'm sure they sell a lot more of these than I sell blueprints, because I tell people they're going to need to put in some
if what they said was true. And think about this for a second. Just let me pose something. If what they said is accurate, okay, and I haven't done any research in it, but once again, I have to use my critical thinking for just a moment. I immediately think of the highly anabolic, highly lipolytic environment of a pre-contest drug-using bodybuilder who is probably shooting 6 grams of androgens a week or more, taking beta-adrenergic activators like clenbuterol, DNP, and all these things in order to get down to subhuman body fat levels of 1 and 2% body fat. Remember, this is not just under the skin, folks. This is viscerally. There's not an ounce. There's like a couple eye droplets of fat on a bodybuilder at this point in time, okay? And they are using these types of drugs and eliminating carbohydrates in order to get to that. So in other words, the picture I'm painting is, look, they're using the kind of drugs that in theory should rip you apart completely, regardless of what you're eating, and they still have to adhere to a low glycemic, a low insulinogenic diet, and they're using insulin.
Yeah.
So how does the average person whose body is not tilted towards the direction of complete anabolics, complete fat loss, how do they take this type of diet, eat crap, and end up with that kind of results?
You need to put some common sense into the things that...
The other thing that Rob points out is important, too. Well, Rob, I'm sorry to step on you, but you said something else. We know there's so much good research out there that shows that And I talked about it 5 years ago on this show. 5 years ago, I had a I can't think of his last name. It was, it sounds like LaRue, Dr. I think his last name was Rue, Dr. Rue. He was from a university in Canada. They did the first research that showed that it was glucose signaling that caused cellular senility. The takeaway from that research was the more sugar you put in your body, the faster you age. Period. End of story. So why? So who cares if you look good on the outside if you're rotting on the inside because you're eating all this sugar?
Yeah, it causes a lot of what's known as glycation and cellular aging. So, you know, you just need to beware of people like this and claims like this because, like I said, even if it's true, you're going to be paying a price on the inside. In the long run, it's $80 to destroy your body does not seem like a bargain to me.
Yeah. People are looking for permission to do stupid things sometimes. That's all I can think of. But anyway, okay, before we go on to the blueprint tip of the day, I want you to critique what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Okay? Right now, I am training between 3 and 5 days a week, depending on how I feel and what life gets in the way. And here's how I'm training. I'm doing a whole body workout every day. I'm using moderate to heavy weights, depending on how I feel those days. Generally, the beginning of the week, I feel strongest, so I will go in and use very heavy weight. So like yesterday, I deadlifted for some singles. I'm using a lot of machines right now for reproducibility and speed, okay, so I can move quickly in between movements. So I do 2 movements per body part. So yesterday, I trained back as my opener. And by the way, I rotate. Every week, I start with a different body part. So maybe next week, I'll start with legs. The following week, I'll lead off with chest. So I'm using priority to make sure that all the body parts are getting their fair early on strength adaptation, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so 2 movements per body part. So like yesterday I did deadlifts and then followed by the hammer low row machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go how many plates, but suffice to say that I'm doing a 10 to 12 rep first set, 8 to 10 rep second set, 4 to 6 rep third set, moving on to the next movement. So I did back, chest, legs. And when I do legs, I do both leg presses, leg extensions, and leg curls. So I do 3 movements for legs, okay? Then shoulders I do by themselves, usually with either lateral raises, up rows, type of a thing. But I use dumbbells because my shoulders don't do well with bar sticking in that groove. So I take, you know, a couple 50-pound dumbbells, and I do upright rows. Then I grab 60s and so on and so forth. Okay. And then the last thing I do is arms. And I do different things for arms, but I do my arms. And then I go take a sauna and an ice cold shower, and I'm done. And I finish that workout in between 40 minutes and an hour, depending on how grueling it is.
Yeah.
But I do that workout every day, and I try to do it for 5 days in a row, using Saturday and Sunday to recover. And I get up early in the morning, I do my cardio fasted at 5:30, and then I do 10 minutes of warm up cardio before my training. I am actually trying to tempt overtraining. Am I going too deep into overtraining, you think?
Well, I have only one question to ask, and it'll tell me everything I need to know. Are you getting stronger?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely am. I keep track of my workouts, and I'm definitely adding reps and adding weight from week to week.
Okay, so if you're getting stronger, then that is telling me that you are not overtraining. I would tell you the one thing to be on the lookout for in the future is that at some point, because you're getting stronger and lifting more weight for more repetitions, the stresses will eventually grow to a point where your body does need additional recovery time to grow larger and stronger. But other than periodically revisiting your workout frequency, I would say, you know, what you're doing makes a lot of sense. Now, the one caveat being it takes a lot of body wisdom acquired over years of training. Because it sounds like you're training very intuitively. In other words, you said, if I feel up to it, I'll train heavy. If I don't, then I train lighter. You know, not everybody is adept at doing that. particularly people that have been in the iron game for, let's say, a year or less. But if you have the body wisdom, yeah, that's a terrific approach.
I mean, after deadlifting yesterday and then doing the entire workout that I did afterwards, this morning I didn't have a lot of gas in the tank. And I knew that as soon as I got in there, because I opened with back movements again today, and I started out with the low hammer row, and when I got up to my top working set, I felt exhausted. So the rest of the workout, I scaled back. I did not go to the maximum weights I could handle, and I focused more on my form. I focused a little bit here and there on static holds. Yeah. But I went lighter with today's workout just because I didn't want to push myself into that zone where tomorrow I wouldn't be able to train at all.
I will say this. I'm a little taken aback by the frequency with which you can work out, and don't take this as a knock, you know, at your age. So, Synthogen treating you well? Or
yeah, absolutely. I use it every day. I take six twice a day of the Synthogen caps. I take them pre-workout. And then I take one with a meal later in the afternoon. I am using peptides.
Yeah.
I am on hormone replacement therapy.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff in the mix. But, you know, the point is you've arrived at a protocol that allows you to train productively with a high workout frequency. And really, you know, that's the ideal.
You know what made me come up with this approach? If I was my dad, my father was a laborer. He was a truck driver. He lifted heavy things, put them on trucks, drove them to the other part of town, then took them off the trucks, right?
Yeah.
So if I had to go into work 5 days a week for my family, I would have to, my body would have to adapt to the workload. And also, I'd have to find a way to spread the work out where I didn't destroy myself. Because if I'm destroyed on Monday, I'm not going to be able to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I decided that if I just do two movements and three sets, 5 days a week for each body part, the volume I'm hitting my body with is much more than if I would have just done a split training approach. But because I'm doing just a quick set for shoulders, a quick set for chest, and you know I'm moving fast, I'm over the course of the week I'm doing the volume. I'm just not doing it all in one workout.
Yeah, and you know it can be done. This will be my final comment on the topic. John Grimmick, in the 1930s, far in advance of the advent of steroids, could tear a phone book in half as easily as the average man could tear a piece of paper. He trained after 12-hour shifts, you know, in a steel factory.
Right.
So, you know, just consider that insofar as, you know, you can train hard and heavy frequently.
The body will adapt.
Right, the body, and you need the body wisdom, though, you really do, and maybe the peptides and the Synthogen.
Well, and also, don't forget, I mean, my HRT testosterone is 250 milligrams a week, so I probably have the testosterone levels of a 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
And so maybe I am using peptides, and I am using, you know, lots of things right now, so clearly that's working. All right, so there you go, I got my critique from Rob Regish. Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, Rob is going to deliver the blueprint tip of the day. Living on the edge of the unorthodox. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I say.
Your friends know it. That's why you're all alone.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, Mike Jeff. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called
The Blueprint. I heard you have that hot new thing. It's called The Blueprint.
Even working it in subliminally. Man.
Even P. Diddy uses the blueprint. Well, he doesn't go by P. Diddy anymore, right? What does he go by now? Just Diddy or
I don't know,
P.
Man. I can't keep up. I have a tough time with myself and my online personality.
Yeah, what are we going to call you? Rob? We'll call you Puff Robbie. There you go. Puff Robbie. All right, so anyway, what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish?
The tip of the day is called Living on the Edge of Unorthodox, and it was inspired by Seth Spanner, who reached out to me on Facebook and inquired as to what I consider to be a good weighted dip. And I told him, frankly, in my opinion, anyone who can dip with 50% or more of their body weight for reps, that's an impressive feat. You could take that lift to any gym in the country, or the world for that matter, and you know there's not a lot of people that can do it. Seth's next response, though, was what really shocked and inspired me. He responded by saying that he weighs 170 pounds, and get this, uses an additional 170 pounds strapped around his waist for sets of 5 repetitions.
That's really great.
Now, as great as that is, what he said next is the reason why I'm worked this into the blueprint tip of the day.
Don't tell me. He has his brother sit on his shoulders while he does it. His brother's 280 pounds.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. What he said was, I do get some strange looks from people when I do them sometimes, but it doesn't bother me. The key phrase here is this. I get strange looks from people. That's a sign, and usually a damn good one, that you're doing something right. In my mind, it's very simple, and it goes like this. If you want results, you absolutely need to be doing something different than what the masses are doing, something unorthodox. take a look around. Any gym you walk into, most people follow conventional training programs. Most people also realize very little progress from month to month and year to year. The lesson there is you absolutely must, at all costs, avoid becoming most people.
I like that. I like that a lot.
In order to break free, I feel you should be doing at least one thing during every workout that gives people pause, ideally causing members even borderline concern as to what you're doing. And now I'm, you know, you'll hear me laughing, but I'm 100% serious about this, because employing the unorthodox invariably leads to breaking free and separating yourself from most people. So here are four gems, then, in terms of exercises to incorporate into your workouts. Each one of these has been carefully chosen to up your game, and each one reaches into untapped areas that most people don't know even exist. Exercises that will quickly remove you from that most people crowd. So here they are. Exercise number one, freestanding headstands, standing on your head. Shoot for standing on your head for a minute or more. You want to, you know, it's best learned by doing it first against a wall, and then progressively over time, the exercise teaches advanced balance and total body coordination that no weight-bearing movement can duplicate. In fact, the act of stabilizing yourself upside down hones the vestibular system of your inner ear, causing it to adapt and become a lot more efficient. The practical effect is a heightened sense of equilibrium and proprioceptor efficiency in every lift that you perform, whether you're upside down or not. You're going to get some crazy looks. You're probably going to think I'm crazy, but you will see, both in and out of the gym, your performance as well as your balance, coordination, and functional strength skyrocket, because most people are unaware that their vestibular system is way out of whack. Exercise number two is the neck harness and working the neck. This conjures up visions of Hannibal Lecter, and it's why it's one of my favorites. As long ago as 1926, the legendary George F. Jowett wrote, "If I want to find out how much physical force a man possesses, I look at his neck." That never fails to answer my question, because in both man and beast, the neck has always been the best indicator of concentrated nerve power. Jowett was one of the first to realize an important truth. Training the neck stimulates the flow of nerve force throughout the entire body. It can and does radically increase the strength of every other muscle group, as well as benefiting your internal organs and other bodily functions. Yet, how many people do you see in your gym training their neck?
I'm raising my hand right now.
All right. Well, maybe you're the exception. I don't see a lot of it, and it blows my mind, because there's so much to be gained, and let's face it, your neck's sticking out of your shirt no matter what.
In fact, I have an Everlast, one of those leather Everlast headgear things with the chain on it that you can attach plates to.
Yeah.
I have one in my gym bag.
Yeah. I got the same one. Great stuff, man. If you're not training your neck, start slow. But trust me, one of the most gratifying things is the neck grows fast. You know, it is not unusual or uncommon for people to slap an inch or sometimes closer to two in 2 to 3 months of seriously training your neck. So, you know, get on that. Exercise number three, gorilla push-ups. These are push-ups with your feet placed high up on a wall, so named because performed regularly, they will build power and strength like an adult male gorilla. Again, it's a body weight movement that conveys a lot of functional pick-up and throw-people type strength. The close-grip version of that will work the triceps like almost no other movement. A wider grip conveys more of an effect to the shoulders and the upper chest. It's a head turner, because there are a lot of people that are going to look at it and say, you know, you're crazy. And they say, oh, okay, you think I'm crazy? Why don't you give them a shot? And invariably, most people are not going to be able to do them, nor will they reap the benefits like you will.
Very
the
cool.
Final the final exercise, number four, are century body weight squats. And by that, I'm talking about 100 consecutive reps of ass to Achilles tendon squats, standing back up by rocking onto the balls of your feet and without locking out at the top. In other words, constant tension on the muscles. It's as much a test of will as it is pure muscular power, but it is the perfect complement to heavy barbell squats. They give you incredible wind and stamina. They jumpstart your metabolism. They ramp up fat burning to an incredible degree. And in short order, your legs take on a much fuller, more vascular appearance. And that teardrop muscle that is so woefully underdeveloped in a lot of barbell squatters, all of a sudden becomes very prominent. So if you do choose to implement that lift or that movement, begin with a set of just 20 reps. A lot of people are going to be surprised at how winded they are after 20 reps. And then every workout thereafter, consider adding 3 to 5 reps. You're going to get there, and the progression is rapid in most. Once you're able to achieve that, that is a feat, 100 body weight squats that few gym members will be able to match you. They will not be able to duplicate it. In the words of Brooks Kubik, you should start doing them now, and you should continue to do it, and you should continue to do them for the rest of your life. They are that good and that important. So, for those listening, consider incorporating just one of these during your next workout and work hard to become proficient in it, because like Seth, you'll know you're on the right path by the weird looks that you're getting.
Yeah, there you go. That's the acid test.
You know, do something unorthodox. It's going to open doors that, in many cases, will blow your mind.
I like that a lot. That's great advice. Yeah. Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you don't have a copy of The Blueprint, get a copy of The Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Or learn about the supplement that Rob has formulated that is all the rage all over the internet, Mass Pro Synthogen. Also, look for the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Rob, always great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, brother.
And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Terrific. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right, so there you have it. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We have covered a lot of ground today on this Blueprint Power Hour. It's actually longer than an hour. We hope you enjoy it. And if you have questions for Rob Regish, please email them to onair@superhumanradio.com. See you tomorrow. Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building
building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones. Because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.